Lebanon's parliament will meet on Sunday and elect a new president. They even know who will win. The speaker of the parliament stated the new president will be the head of the army, General Michel Suleiman. That's the major accomplishment of a peace deal that ended 18 months of political deadlock, punctuated by a series of fierce gun battles in Lebanon. Another accomplishment is that Hezbollah took down a tent city its members occupied in Beirut. The sit-in effectively shut down the city center. As Ben Gilbert reports, people are starting to trickle back downtown.
The 18-month-old tent city was a disaster for downtown Beirut's businesses. Before, the area had been a destination for European tourists, rich Gulf Arabs, and Lebanon's own moneyed elite. Restaurants and cafes spilled out onto the pedestrian-only streets, and families let their children play here in the square near the country's parliament. Beirut's downtown had been rebuilt after Lebanon's 15-year civil war ended in 1990, and to some was a symbol of the city's rebirth. But the political deadlock over forming a government and resulting sit-in left downtown awash in Hezbollah tents, checkpoints, and coils of barbed wire around nearby government buildings. Diners and shoppers stayed away, and hundreds of businesses closed. The last time psychology professor Ryan Alamuddin walked through here was a year ago. She saw just three other people.
And they were all security guards. It was very eerie. I mean, barbed wire. I had to walk around. It took me an extra 10 minutes to get where I wanted to get to because of all the barbed wire. And there was not a soul. And it was absolute darkness. I could barely see where I was going. Yeah.
But today, thousands of Beirut residents came back, including Alamuddin, who wanted to see the changes.
I'm watching places reopen and start repainting and bringing in their employees and stuff. So that's nice. That's good. And obviously people are excited. They're taking walks.
And going out to eat. At lunch today, the restaurants that managed to survive in Beirut's downtown were busier than they've been since 2006. Other restaurant owners opened their doors for the first time in a year. At the upscale Scuzi Cafe, waiters dusted off and sorted silverware. Behind the bar, Kamal Laban, an IT technician, worked on a dirty Dell computer terminal.
So dirty, filled with dust. Yeah, you can see, you can look at me. They shut the store up around a year and a half. Okay. So, and now we're reopening. Maybe on Monday we'll be ready, hopefully.
At another nearby restaurant called Al Balad, waiter Abdul Fransawi says he hasn't seen a day like this since he started working here 18 months ago.
Now it's very good after the situation. It's 50% business more and customers and guests.
Yeah. You're making more money?
For sure. More guests and more money. This is the business.
Lebanese are as cautiously optimistic about their new, tension-free downtown as they are about the country's future. Psychologist Alamuddin says she's still disoriented by the normality.
We don't trust that it's real or that things are going to get better. We just don't trust them or anyone and are afraid of getting too excited and then being let down. So we're kind of cautiously, slightly happy and just, you know, waiting for it to really hit us and for it to be real. But it's starting to feel good.
For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.